Last Saturday in this very segment of the radio program, I told you about the virtues of lucky number 7. Well, a couple of hours after I told you about all of those great virtues of the number 7, the Beavers won their 8th straight WCHA game. One of the things I failed to tell you about the number 7 was the 7 deadly sins, of which one is greed. Well, I guess it's a good thing the Beavers have now won 8 straight games, because the Beavers are greedy. They want 9 and 10 this weekend. When the schedule makers came out with the WCHA schedule, it had the Beavers going on the road to Lake Superior State January 5th and 6th, Ferris State January 19th and 20th, and Alabama Huntsville January 26th and 27th. Everyone knew this would be a tough month. Well, Beavers won twice in Lake State. Then the Beavers got 2 more wins last weekend. That's a perfect 4-0 month so far in WCHA play. Yes, the Beavers are greedy. They want to go a perfect 6-0 in WCHA play in January of 2018. I threw my penny down the well chasing the dream that you left behind. How did the Beavers get WCHA win number 8 in a row? Hard work and a little bit of luck. Michael Bitzer made some great saves. Ampa Shodal snuck one in from the right side corner.
Controlled by Bemidji State, up blue line right, Dan Billick. Billick walks the blue line, throws one off the shin pad of Adam Brady. Comes to the near side wall. Ferris tries to clear it, they cannot. It's tied up down low by Hampus Schodal. Turns, fires, shoots, scores! Hampus Schodal from a very, very shallow angle gets it in past Kapelmaster, and the Beavers have tied it up at 1.
Jay Dickman scored twice. Go figure.
White Cloud back for Brady. Back for White Cloud, blue line middle. White Cloud over for Combs. Cross ice Brady, top of the left circle with a shot. He scores!
Adam Brady rips one from the top of the left circle. May have been tipped out front.
Down low goes for Jay Dickman. Fires it in, he scores!
He went forehand, quick backhand, stuck it in short side. The Beavers lead 3-1.
And then Charlie Combs threw one in from about 170 feet into an empty net.
Eichstedt ahead for Combs. Combs backhands one ahead, right into the empty net.
Charlie Combs from the defensive blue line, an empty netter on a backhand. The Beavers go up 4-1.
That took guts by Charlie Combs. If that one missed the target and was called for icing, Tom Ceratori would not have been happy. Instead, the freshman gets an empty netter.
All that while easing some of the demons from previous trips to Ferris State, Big Rapids, Michigan. Earlier in this stretch of 8 straight conference wins, the Beavers got wins 3 and 4 against the Blue Ponies from Huntsville. But anyone who's ever been or followed a series here in Huntsville knows to expect the unexpected. The Beavers going for WCHA win number 9 in a row. They want number 10, too, tomorrow night. First, the Venusa pregame show for win number 9 on the Beaver Radio Network.